But everywhere they are arranging my clothes very short cut. In one country, one place. So I have some relief. But why in this old age coming and touring to the whole world? What purpose? Shripad Padmanabh Maharaj will speak two words about this.
Jol khaben na ki?
First of all, I offer my humble acknowledgments and my shraddha pushpanjali to the Lord and my beloved devotees. And secondly, I'm offering my equal Dhanavad Pranams and Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Sikh Gurudevs. Om Vishnupada Astu Tarasata Sri Shivan Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. And it is the love of Vishnu, Om Vishnupada Astu Tarasata Sri Shivan Bhakti Rakshana Srinivasa Goswami Maharaj. To all of my Rupanuga Guru Maharaj, to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavas who have assembled like flowers around the sun to hear this great festival of Harikatha from the lotus lips of our beloved Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj Ki. Srila Gurudev has instructed me to tell a few words why in his old age he is taking this trouble to travel everywhere throughout the length and breadth of the world. So, Srila Gurudev is a pure devotee of Radha and Krishna and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the disciple of succession coming down from Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada and six Goswamis, coming down from our disciple of succession to Srila Sachidananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and our Srila Bhakti Vinod Swami Prabhupada, and our Srila Bhakti Pranyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. Srila Gurudev is a servant of the Rupa Muga Guru Varga, a living transcendental representative of this world, to distribute the mercy and the message of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, to uplift every single fallen soul, every single jiva soul in the whole universe. This is his explicit mission, given to him directly by his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Pranyan Keshav Maharaj, and specifically requested by our Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj at the time of his passing from this world, that he took the hands of our Srila Gurudev in his own hands and with tears in his eyes requested him that you please help all of my disciples and instruct them in this great Siddhanta coming from our Gurudeva Acharyas, and also perform my samadhi, my final passing from this world all of the necessary rituals for a Vaishnava charger. And Sri Gurudev accepted on his head this order of our Guru Maharaj and promised that he would carry this order till his last breath. So he, out of great devotion to his Guru Maharaj's orders, and out of his causeless mercy and compassion for all the sufferings of all the conditioned souls, he has taken this instruction and on his head is carrying it to every far corner of this globe, just as our Srila Prabhupada had done. So his special contribution in the modern day, the current era of the spreading of this Gauravani, this transcendental message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is that he is shining a spotlight, a transcendental illumination on all the teachings which were first introduced to this Western world by our Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj in his books and by his personal example. And the training that he gave to his early disciples, his young fledgling disciples, and the attempt that he made to inculcate Krishna consciousness and pure Shuddha Bhakti into the hearts of all the jivas, and especially in those who had come to take shelter of his lotus feet. This was a very, very great task, which would require a very large period of time to give this proper training. But our Srila Prabhupada, in very few short years, he succeeded to build the foundation for spreading the Krishna consciousness movement throughout the world. He established so many temples and brought so many devotees to the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he trained them to some extent. But certainly, there was much more guidance required, much more training required, and much more deep explanation of the Vaishnava Siddhanta, of which our acharyas have written dozens and hundreds of books. So now, in the current day, by the transcendental will of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our beloved Sri Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj.
Perhaps we should try to control some echo coming. That I cannot understand what really he is speaking. So I think that sound system will be corrupted. Who is taking care of sound system?
They're doing well. Now they have adjusted. So now this contribution, special contribution, which our Guru Dev is giving, is to reveal to the world these most important literatures which have been written by our previous acharyas and which our Srila Prabhupada did not have time to translate. So he has taken it upon himself to arduously spend many, many hours and years translating these literatures for the benefit of all the Vaishnavas of the present time and all Vaishnavas to come for generations and hundreds of years, that they will be able to know what is Gauravani Pracharini, which our Srila Prabhupada came to the Western world to give. Therefore, he is revealing the message of the Rupanuga Acharyas, Aradhyama Prajeshatanayas, Tattama Vrindavanam, Ramya Kachipasana, Rajavatur Varagena Yagandhitam, Shri Chaitam, Shri Madhupagatam, Pramana Malam, Prema, Kumarta Maham, Shri Chaitam, Mahaprabhu, Matapidam, Tatradam, Mahaprabhu. As explained by Shri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, the message of Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is to bring everyone to the lotus feet of the Aradhya Bhagavan, the son of Maharaj Nanda, Rajendra Nanda, Shyama Sundar, Shri Krishna, Vrindavan, and to understand and comprehend that Shri Vrindavan Dham this is our divine transcendental abode, is none different from him and is the highest place of the supreme transcendental pastimes of the absolute personality of Godhead. And that the highest method of worshiping that supreme Lord is that message, that method which was inculcated and practiced by the Vrajavadhus, the transcendental Vrajagopis, who worship Krishna in the highest possible way by absolute surrender and absorption in his transcendental pastimes. And all of this message is coming from the Grantaraj, the king of all shastras, Srimad Bhagavatam, the very greatest transcendental treatise on the science of the absolute truth. So this is the message which our Srila Prabhupada came to give to the Western world. This is the same message that our Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj is coming to bring to the Western world. And it is inspired from deep within his heart by great devotion to his Guru Varga and great causeless mercy for all the souls of this world. So we are bowing down at his lotus feet millions of times and praying that he will shower his causeless mercy upon us, by which one day we will attain this transcendental goal and serve Radha and Krishna in Brajadana. Gauram Premanande Shiva Guru Deva Ki Jai.
My millions of humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pad, Sri Srimad Bhakti, Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pad, Sri Srimad Bhakti, Vedan Swami Maharaj. You heard Sripad Padmanabha Maharaj. He told the purpose why in this old age, even traveling in whole world, especially I want to say you that I have a strong belief in Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and Baldev Prabhu. I have a strong faith in Nityananda Prabhu and Gaur Chandra. I have a strong faith in Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and all the Rupa Nuga Gaudiya Vaishnava. I have a strong faith in my Gurudev and my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Saraswati Thakur. What they have told? That we have forgotten Krishna, Supreme Lord. We are part and parcel of Supreme Lord. Shakti Parinam Bhava. We have come from Shakti. But we have forgotten. So we are not happy. Though we are strong, very energetic, young lady or man, some are or children young, some are very wealthy, in good position, very intelligent, but top to bottom, all are unhappy, suffering from Maya. Especially, days are coming, running, that we will not be survived. We will have to die. And what we are collecting? Oh, not even a 1/40, not a hair. Everything we will have to give up here. So, our rishis and munis, our guru parampara, they have discovered a very easy method that in this miserable, suffering world, how we can be happy. Some of us has some belief, but not a strong belief. We have not come to this world for sense gratification. No. As a result of punishment, we are in this world. So don't forget this. And they had discovered the method, Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Maiva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. Without name, no gati, no shelter, nothing is there. But this name should be, we will have to chant pure in the guidance of pure Vishnu. Giving up all kinds of duplicity,
hypocrisy,
and other things, cheating others. In this line, we should not cheat others. As there are so many persons, Mayavadi and others, in India, so many saints, says in the disguise of sadhus, they preach their mission. Not to please Krishna, not to please Gurudev. So we should try to be very careful and very strong belief in this. So I am in this age, traveling in whole world. I go one place to another and see that where I go, very well enthusiastic. Now what?
Enthusiastic.
But where I leave this place and go to other places, or at once they become doom.
Weak,
very. So I have come to remember you, remind you that don't be weak. Don't be weak. After my departure, one place to another, you should not be. Try to preach my mission. My mission is Rup Goswami mission, or Srila Prabhupada, or Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, my Guru Dev, Guru Parampara, Mahaprabhu. Prithivete jato ache navarati gram, sarvatra prachar hoi gai. So I have come to remind you, don't be weak. Either female or male, both should be very strong. You have not come to this world to marry or for marriage, for sense gratification, as I have told before. This purpose should be seen. Try to advance in Krishna consciousness. And I think if you are chanting, you are reading yourself, you are trying yourself, practicing bhakti yoga, but not in better or higher class of association is there. Guidance is not from there. You cannot develop. And that is why I have come. Very easy to give up all, to give these facilities. You know, Padmanabh Maharaj, Shyam Rani, what Maharaj?
Nemi Maharaj, Sajjan Maharaj, Sajjan Maharaj,
Sar Maharaj,
Shruti Maharaj,
Pan Maharaj,
Arana Maharaj, Asar Maharaj.
So many. So that is a very good facility. You alone cannot make this facility. So how all are here? And what they have heard from Guru Vaishnav, from Guru Parampara, they will distribute all. So don't miss this thing. And be very strong to follow. Chahe maran na prapti na kriti etacha. Do or die. Forget everything. In Ramayana I saw locusts are studying from their Gurudev, Valmiki. And he was teaching him arrow.
Archery.
He told that, what are you seeing in this tree?
Mango.
There was a mango tree. Oh, very big branches and full of fruits. He told, what you are seeing? I'm seeing tree. Whole tree? Yes. Then sit down. Duryodhan. Sit down. Oh.
Lock
is... Oh. What now? Then he told, I'm not seeing tree. Oh, branch? No. What? Fruit? No. What you are seeing?
The stream.
The stream?
Stem.
আমের মধ্যে যে লেগেছিল
স্টেম স্টেম STEM স্টেম মানে বোটা
স্টেম বললি আই এম সেইং এন্ড দেন ইউ শুট
শুট
এন্ড হি শুট ইট এন্ড ফ্রুট অফ দ্য কেম ডাউন সো ইউ হ্যাভ টু বি কিপ ওয়ান হোয়াট ওয়ান
ওয়ান পয়েন্ট
হোয়াট পয়েন্ট কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি Krishna Bhakti, no. What you are seeing? What you are seeing? And then you should decide. Only Radha Dasya. This is the point. Try to forget all. All forget. And one this and should be there. Do or die. Don't look here and there. No girlfriend and boyfriend in this life. What it has been done. No new relations. Only relation. Oh, Krishna. That thing. And thus be happy. I have to take rest. So I'm now going to take rest. Try to manage classes. We are so many persons, very qualified. So you should manage their times. Divide in 3-4 classes. Morning class, 10.
8, 10, 3.